Hello everyone, Hyunwoo-sun here.
Hello everyone, this is 경은 최.
And why are we talking like this? Why are we whispering?
천둥 쳐요.
Yeah, we can hear thunders.
무서워요.
Are you scared?
네.
무서워요?
네.
So what is thunder again?
천둥.
천둥. We don't have to whisper anymore. Well, actually, as we were about to press the start button on our recording device, we heard buah.
Yeah.
Right? Kung, kung, kung.
The sound of thunder.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the entire building was shivering.
네. 진짜 무서워요.
But I'm not scared.
에, 거짓말하지 마세요.
Because I have a very strong girl sitting next to me.
Okay.
Can you hear it, everybody? I hope everybody can actually hear this. It would be fun to listen to us,
yes.
Record our Korean lesson and hear this thunderstorm in the background. I hope you can hear this, everyone. And let us know if you can hear it. If you have good ears, mm-hmm. if you have your volume really high up, you might be able to hear this. Well, okay, let's go on with our lesson.
네.
So, 경은 씨.
네.
경은 씨.
네.
경은 씨.
왜요, 현우 씨?
So, what is your name? What is your personal first name?
경은이요.
경은.
네.
Your family name is 최.
네.
And your personal name is?
경은.
경은. So your name is 경은, but why do I keep calling you 경은 씨? And why do you keep calling me 현우 씨 when my last name is not 씨? My name is not 씨, right?
네.
But why do you keep calling me 현우 씨?
Because it's a polite way to call someone.
Exactly. We're pretty polite to each other, right?
네, when we record, actually.
Yeah, we don't, you know, curse at each other. Mm-hmm. 욕도 안 하고.
저 원래 욕 안 해요.
Me neither. I don't curse at anybody. We don't hit each other, 때리지도 않고.
Oh.
Right?
So, not you. 때리잖아요.
What are you trying to say?
천둥 소리.
Again, we're hearing some 천둥 소리 again, the sound of thunder.
Okay.
Yeah. But let us go on with the lesson. But let us just say to some of our listeners who have left us comments saying, what is this 씨 thing that 현우 keeps saying after 경은's name?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a polite way of addressing someone. So if you are using 존댓말, a polite language toward someone, it means you're being polite. You're not being super casual with that person.
Oh.
So you don't want to go up to 경은 if you see her in the street
mm-hmm.
in Seoul.
네.
I'm sure you can recognize her from far, far away because she's really, really pretty. So if you see her, go up to her and don't say, hey, 경은. Please say, 경은 씨. And she'll be happily
네.
smiling at you.
네, 맞아요. 외국인한테도 이름 뒤에 씨라고 붙여도 되나요?
Okay, so your question is whether it is okay to put 씨 after a foreign name.
네, for example, 메구미치 씨. 카에르 씨.
Or 제임스 씨, 스테파니 씨, right?
네, 맞아요.
Yes, you can.
아.
Well, you know, regardless of whether it is a foreign name or a Korean name, after any name, it is better to put 씨 after it if you want to be polite. But if you know for a fact that this person, the other person is younger than you, and, you know, you're much older or higher in social status, you can say the name only.
네, 맞아요.
All right, now on with the lesson. So, 경은.
네.
Oh, I'm saying 경은. In this case, I'm speaking English, okay?
Okay.
If I don't say 씨 after your name, I'm just speaking to you in an English way, all right?
All right.
경은, hey. 경은.
네.
Or 경은 씨.
네.
Yeah, I even sound...
I think it's better. 경은 씨 mm-hmm. is better.
Okay, 경은 씨. 경은 씨.
네.
So, what are we going to talk about in this lesson? Which words are we introducing?
We are going to introduce 하고 and 이랑.
하고 and 이랑.
하고 and 이랑.
하고.
하고.
이랑.
이랑.
Or 이랑 can also change to
랑.
Just 랑.
네.
Depending on the noun that comes before it. So, let us talk about what these words mean. So, what does 하고 mean? What does 이랑 mean?
It means actually and.
Oh, and.
네.
Both
and,
of them.
Yes.
Both of these words mean and. But didn't we cover another way of saying and in our previous lesson?
네.
I think it was 그리고.
네, 맞아요. 그리고.
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 So 그리고 is and.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we introducing two more ways of saying the same thing? And, and, and.
모르겠어요.
You don't know?
공부하라고?
Just so that you have to study?
I don't know.
I think it's because Korean is a very rich language.
Oh, okay.
There are many ways of saying and.
Right.
Just and. You know, there are two ways of saying yes, right?
네.
And?
예.
네 and 예.
예.
Are both yes in English.
네, 맞아요.
I mean, in English, there are many ways of saying yes, too. Yeah, or yeah, yes, yup.
Yup.
Just like that. So, in Korean, 그리고 is and, but 하고 and 이랑 are also and. And actually, there are more ways of saying this same thing, and, but they all have different usages.
네.
So, it might give you a headache at first, but once you get used to it, and once you know how to distinguish between the usages of 하고 and 이랑 respectively, you will soon realize that this is actually very convenient. So, 하고 is and. Let's look at some examples.
네, 좋은 생각이에요.
Alright. So, 경은, how do you say this stuff, or this object, this thing?
이거.
Again?
이거.
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 And using this 하고, can you say this and this?
이거 하고 이거.
So, when you're in a shop, in a store, in a restaurant, mm-hmm. when you're looking at a menu, you want to say, I will take this and this and this and this, please. So please say, give me this and this in Korean, 경은.
이거 하고 이거 주세요.
One more time.
이거 하고 이거 주세요.
이거 하고 이거 주세요.
이거 하고 이거 하고 이거 하고 이거 주세요.
Yeah. In this case, 경은.
네.
If I say, using what we learned in the previous lesson,
네.
if I say, just let's suppose, if I say 이거 그리고 이거 그리고 이거 그리고 이거 주세요. Do I sound natural?
I don't think so.
It's okay, but yeah. not really natural, right?
Yes.
그리고 is more often used to connect sentences, connect phrases, right?
네, 맞아요.
Yeah, or when you are describing something, a chain of actions, like you did something and 그리고 you met someone else, and 그리고 went home, and 그리고, you know, went to bed, and 그리고 got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and 그리고 did some studying. That kind of 그리고.
네.
But here, you're just linking really simple nouns.
네.
So, you're using?
하고.
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 이거 하고, 이거 하고.
이거 하고, 이거.
하고, 이거, 하고, 이거, 하고. Alright. So, I think that's enough. For 하고,
mm-hmm.
and let's look at 이랑.
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 And if a noun that comes before 이랑 ends in a vowel, you don't have to use 이 there.
네.
So you just drop the 이 and just say 랑.
랑.
Let's give them an example. So how do you say milk?
우유.
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 So 우유 ends in a vowel without the last consonant.
Mm-hmm.
So you say
랑. 우유랑.
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 Again, even if you get confused and even if you want to say 우유 plus 이랑,
mm-hmm.
doesn't really matter.
네.
Can you say it really quickly?
우유이랑.
우유이랑. 우유이랑.
우유랑.
It becomes 우유랑.
네.
And even if you say 우유이랑, everybody will understand you.
네, 맞아요.
Everybody.
걱정하지
I can assure
마세요.
You. Don't worry. 걱정하지 마세요. So, no consonant means 랑, and when there's a consonant at the end of the noun, you add
이랑.
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 So, what is bread?
빵.
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 So, even if it's an ng sound, a circle at the end, it's a consonant.
네, 맞아요.
So, you add
이랑. 빵이랑.
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 Try saying that without 이.
빵랑.
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 Very tough to say.
네, 어려워요.
So, you want to say
빵이랑.
So how do you say milk and bread?
우유랑 빵.
우유랑 빵.
우유랑 빵.
Can you say the same thing, milk and bread, using 하고, please?
우유하고 빵.
Is there any difference between 우유하고 빵 and 우유랑 빵 to you, 경은?
No.
Not really, right?
Yeah, just 우유랑 빵 is more, you know, cute way to say it.
Yeah, I think it's cuter and it's more casual,
mm-hmm.
but there's only like this little difference between 우유하고 빵 and 우유랑 빵. So let's say I bought some milk and bread.
우유랑 빵 샀어요.
And let's say the same thing with 하고.
우유하고 빵 샀어요.
Alright, but what if you want to say I bought some bread and milk? If you change the locations of these words.
You can say 빵이랑 우유 샀어요.
Yeah, 우유 was 우유랑, but 빵 is 빵이랑. Since there's a consonant at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So 빵이랑 우유.
빵이랑 우유, 우유랑 빵.
Awesome. And if I have to mention at least one difference between 랑 or 이랑 and 하고 is that 이랑 and 하고 are almost always interchangeable, but 이랑 is a little more colloquial. So 이랑 is not very commonly used in very, very formal settings.
네.
So 경은?
네.
Or 경은 씨. Is this everything?
No.
We
have more.
We have more information. So 하고 and 이랑 mean end. But sometimes, what if I say something like 친구하고 갔어요?
Ah, yes. In that case, it can also mean with.
With someone.
친구하고 갔어요.
You went, I went, he went, she went with a friend.
네.
친구하고 갔어요.
친구하고 갔어요.
So both 하고 and 랑 or 이랑, depending on the context, can also mean with. So in the case of 친구하고 갔어요,
mm-hmm.
there's no second noun that comes after 친구하고. So it's not like 친구 and 음음.
No.
There's no 음음
no.
there. So 친구하고 means with a friend.
네.
But how do you tell the difference?
You just can. It's very easy.
Okay, let me trust you upon that.
Okay.
And let's look at some more examples.
네, 좋아요.
So what if I want to say I saw a movie with a friend.
친구하고 영화 봤어요.
친구하고 영화 봤어요.
친구하고 영화 봤어요.
So this is also an example of it being really, really easy to tell
mm-hmm.
that it is not I saw a friend and a movie.
No.
친구하고 영화 doesn't mean a friend and a movie.
No.
It means with a friend,
네.
I saw a movie.
네, 맞아요.
친구하고 영화를 봤어요.
Of course, you can say 친구랑 영화 봤어요.
Yeah, it's interchangeable. So 친구랑 영화 봤어요 is the same thing as 친구하고 영화 봤어요.
네, 친구하고 영화 봤어요.
And everyone, I am recording this lesson 경은하고, 경은 씨하고,
네.
or 경은 씨랑.
네.
Alright, so let's look at one more example. So if I want to say, if I want to ask you, 경은, who did you go with? Who did you go there with? And not with me.
누구랑 갔어요?
누구랑 갔어요?
누구랑 갔어요?
Again, note that this is not 누구 and someone invisible. It is 누구랑, just with whom.
And 누구하고 갔어요?
누구하고 갔어요? It's the same thing. 누구하고 갔어요? 누구랑 갔어요? And I can say 친구하고 갔어요. 친구랑
네.
갔어요. But even though it is very clear which meaning it takes, if you want to make it super, super clear,
Mm-hmm.
that you're actually saying with, you can also add the word 같이.
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 And 경은, what does 같이 mean?
It means together.
Together.
네.
So let's practice. So 친구하고 영화 봤어요. So if 친구하고 영화 봤어요, it's not clear to some people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make it much more clear by saying, I saw a movie together with a friend, what do you say?
친구하고 같이 영화 봤어요.
친구하고 같이 영화 봤어요.
친구하고 같이 영화 봤어요.
And of course you can change it to
친구랑 같이 영화 봤어요.
친구랑 같이 영화 봤어요.
친구랑 같이 영화 봤어요.
And the same goes for 누구랑 갔어요?
누구랑 같이 갔어요?
Or 누구하고 갔어요?
누구하고 같이 갔어요?
All right. Perfect.
네.
경은.
네.
Well, I think
mm-hmm.
our listeners are very, very friendly,
mm-hmm.
very nice to us.
네.
But sometimes I think it might be boring.
아,
it might be tiring to
네.
listen to us two all the time.
제 목소리가 지겨워요?
Aren't you tired of 경은's voice, everyone? I know they're fine with my voice.
Oh. You really think so?
I would like to believe so.
Okay.
But I'm just worried.
Mm-hmm.
For them,
네.
having to put up with your voice, 형은. So, I went ahead and asked a few people a few friends of mine around mm-hmm. me and also some really nice people on Twitter
yes.
who are following us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you can follow us on Twitter by following TTMIK.
TTMIK.
Yeah. Talk to me in Korean.
Talk to me in Korean.
So our friends mm-hmm. actually volunteered to record some sample sentences
Yay!
For us, for you, everyone. So let's listen to some of these sample sentences that our friends made for us and also recorded with their own voices.
네, 다양한 목소리를 들어보세요.
Yeah, you can listen to a lot of various voices.
네.
So first up, 경미.
경미.
She's a university student.
Uh-huh.
She gave us these two sample sentences.
Wow. 빨리 들어봐요.
빨리 들어봐요. 첫 번째, first one.
남자친구하고 데이트할 거예요.
I'm going to go on a date with my boyfriend.
매운 거랑 단 거 좋아해요.
I like spicy food and sweet food.
Alright, did you get that? 남자친구하고 and 매운 거랑 단 거.
네.
Let's listen to those sentences one more time.
네.
남자친구하고 데이트할 거예요. 매운 거랑 단 거 좋아해요.
경미 씨, 감사합니다. Thank
네.
you, 경미.
경미 씨, 감사합니다.
And now, 석진 also gave us these two sentences.
You guys already know 석진, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. 석진 is one of our teachers, and also he's very active in the comment section.
네, 맞아요.
So 석진's sample sentences are
대통령하고 춤을 출 거예요.
I am going to dance with the president.
Wow.
And the next sentence is
선생님하고 밥을 먹을 거예요.
I am going to eat with my teacher. Okay. 대통령하고
네. 선생님하고
All right.
대통령하고 춤을 출 거예요. 선생님하고 밥을 먹을 거예요.
석진 씨 감사합니다.
석진 씨 감사합니다. And now 영주 gave us these sentences.
내일 선생님하고 경복궁에 갈 거예요.
I'm going to go to 경복 palace with my teacher tomorrow.
어제 홍대하고 신촌에 갔어요.
I went to Hongdae and Sinchon yesterday.
Alright, and as you know, Hongdae and Sinchon are both very popular hangout spots
네.
for young people like me. I literally live there. I never leave the area.
Alright.
I mean, I have a house there, I mean, over there in...
현우 씨, uh-huh. 클럽에 자주 가요?
No. I mean, those areas are just... And they happen to be very convenient for mm-hmm. me to meet up with my friends.
Okay.
So again, in 영주 씨's sentences, we mm-hmm. had 선생님하고 and 홍대하고 신촌.
네, 맞아요.
내일 선생님하고 경복궁에 갈 거예요. 어제 홍대하고 신촌에 갔어요.
So we hope these sentences were entertaining and also useful.
네, I hope so. 그리고 영주 씨 감사합니다.
네, 영주 씨 감사합니다.
네.
And we have a little quiz for everyone.
Quiz?
Yeah.
쉬운 걸로 내주세요.
Yeah, it's gonna be easy. So we will have 영주 one more time say something in Korean. It's actually her own sentence that she wrote herself.
Wow.
And she recorded it. It's not our, I mean, none of these sentences that we just introduced read by our friends were written by us. It was their ideas. So I think it's even better.
I think so.
So Youngju will say something in Korean and we're not going to give away the translation.
Mm-hmm.
Not in our PDF either. So it is your job to listen to it and understand the sentence and translate
네.
what it means
네.
in your comment.
코멘트에 남겨주세요.
At talktomeinkorean.com. So we will say goodbye here.
네, 안녕히 계세요.
And here is Youngju's sentence.
잘 들어보세요.
잘 들어보세요. And let us know what you think about our friends appearing in our lessons. 감사합니다.
안녕히 계세요.
저는 컴퓨터하고 핸드폰을 사고 싶어요.